What makes something a tradition? Is it simply repetition? And why do I sound like I'm reading Dr. Seuss? But seriously, when does something become a tradition? Like George says in Seinfeld, you can't give yourself a nickname, and similarly, you can't force something to become a tradition. Or can you? Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. The year was 2000, the month December. Fade in. The television screen has a title card framed with holly. Don Pardo's infamous voice announced, "Season's greetings from all of us here at Saturday Night Live." A cheesy dissolve and Horatio Sands, Jimmy Fallon, Chris Kattan, and Tracy Morgan appear on stage. Horatio with an awkward-sized travel guitar and Kattan holding the keyboard for Jimmy Fallon. And then they begin. Jimmy Fallon tries not to break while regularly pressing the wrong notes on the keyboard. Tracy Morgan's only contribution was a dance somewhere between jogging in place and twisting his wrists. It was funny, but watching the sketch for the first time, you probably didn't expect to see it again.
I don't care what your daddy says, Christmas time is near. All I know is the Santa sleigh is making its way to the USA.
Or again.
About 6 months ago, we did a little Christmas song. It was pretty fun. So we asked if we could play it again. They said, come on, man, you can't sing a Christmas song in May. Why don't you sing a Memorial Day song? So this is our Memorial Day song, which is not about Christmas.
I don't care if it's Memorial Day. Christmas is still number one. I don't
with Muppets.
Says, Christmas will soon be here.
You guys know my Christmas song?
Yeah,
sure we know your song. You've sung it like 3 times a year for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, even Hans and Franz changed a few lines once in a while.
Hans and Franz! Hans and Franz! Hans and Franz!
What makes I Wish It Was Christmas Today so great? I mean, it's fun. Someone is almost always breaking character and laughing. The production quality is simple, like something you might do as a kid for your family. And for many, maybe we really do wish it was Christmas today. It's also catchy. Catchy enough for Julian Casablancas to canonize it as a modern Christmas standard. There have been at least 8 versions of this song on SNL, countless covers on YouTube, and a late-night performance with The Roots. And still more, making I Wish It Was Christmas Today a holiday tradition. Thanks so much for listening, and I just wanted to say happy holidays. Whatever you and your family or friends are doing this time of year, I sincerely want to say thank you for listening. I know it's a new show, but having people listen in and like it and share it with people has meant so much to me. I hope you have a great holiday season and a fantastic new year. Thank you.
Thank you.